At first, I thought it was just a phase. Cargo pants and t-shirts. But it got so deep in my mind that I started hooking up with a girl. And I even bought a strap to fuck her with. So when we were in the lab and the doctor asked me if you could make any change to yourself, what would you do? I thought of all the things that I wanted, and how I was always so jealous that men could just fill women with their cum, how they took it for granted. And then it happened. I thought back to when I was obsessed about being like a man, and I took the chance to start creating a formula of my own. What I started with was a substance similar to what is used in creating prosthetics. It would be like a limb, but created from artificial mass and not human flesh. Imagine something that can be attached to the body and grow blood vessels in order to make it fully functional. From an old project with other scientists, I learned that creating limbs this way are complicated because the substance didn't work on larger scales. Theoretically, it should have been able to, but when we tested it, it wasn't capable of supporting a large circulatory system, and eventually it died. After a while, the project budget was too much, and we were forced to shut it down. And that's why I took it up on my own. I couldn't help but wonder if this substance could work in reconstructing something smaller, such as a penis. Reconstructing it wasn't enough, though. I had to find a way to increase the sensory capabilities so that it would be able to feel. And with that, I developed a fully functional penis that could even feel. What I didn't know, however, is that there would be side effects. Yes, side effects. And after much time and effort, I finally thought I had it. I had the perfect sample, it reacted and worked just like it should. The sensory data came back and everything was simply perfect. But last week, in the lab, I got a little carried away. And there was an accident. I wanted to make sure that the AFS performed in practice like it should and not just in theory. So I tested it on myself, and it was amazing. Honestly, a little too amazing. And I passed out with this thing still inside me, and when I woke up, it had become part of me. The substance adapted. But there was this pain and an ache in my stomach. And I looked down, and there it was, just clinging to me. Attached to me. And like anyone would, of course I panicked. And I ran to the bathroom and I closed the door. My cock was throbbing the whole time. But the more I looked at it and the longer I sat there, the pain turned into something else. I became horny, but it was different. Different than I had ever experienced before. I remember telling myself not to, but I reached down and wrapped my fingers around my cock. And that's when I heard her. There was a knock on the door and the doctor's soft voice asking if I was okay. And this tingle tore through places on my body that hadn't existed hours before. And something inside of me, something was taking over. Controlling me. The tingling sensation didn't stop, and all I wanted was satisfaction. I needed relief. I remember opening the door to let her inside, but I don't remember much of what happened next. It's all kind of a haze. The rush I felt. Nearly squeezing the life out of that girl. It should have scared me, but it didn't. It felt good. In fact, well, I kind of liked it.